Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here. Getaway Friday, June the 26th, 2026. 6-26-26. How about that? 12 coming up on 13 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. Want to do a little bit of our community calendar. Red, White, and You Weekend, America 250 here in Marion. Going to be celebrated Thursday, July the 16th. 4:30 p.m., downtown's third Thursday goes Red, White, and Blue. Friday, July the 17th, 3 p.m., Etowah's Grand Homecoming. 4 p.m., Homecoming Picnic at the Harding Library and Museum. Saturday, July the 18th, 10:30 a.m., Wreath Laying Ceremony at the Harding Memorial. 12 p.m., OHIO, What a Celebration Birthday Block Party at the Exploratorium. 7:30 p.m. on the 18th of July, Marty Stewart and his Fabulous Superlatives at the Palace Theater. Sunday, July the 19th, 2 p.m., an old-fashioned ice cream social at the Women's Club Home. And 7 p.m. on Sunday the 19th of July, Concert in the Park with United in Harmony at McKinley Park. All right, tomorrow, the last Saturday of June, Marion Youth Explosion Black Joy Summerfest. 12 to 5 p.m. at Martin Luther King Park here in Marion. It's free, all ages, music, dance, art, narrative stages, historical exhibit, bouncy houses, food trucks, vendors. The event is sponsored by Marion Voices 2.0, Ohio Health, the Marion Community Foundation. That's the Marion Youth Explosion Black Joy Summerfest, 12 to 5 p.m., Martin Luther King Park, right here in Marion, tomorrow. 12 to 5. All right. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. 14 and a half minutes past the hour here on this Getaway Friday. A little bit after 9 a.m. last Friday in the month of June, blowing right by. Apparently, we're going to have excessive heat next week for the fair, starting on Monday, 90 degrees, and just getting worse after that. But does anybody have anything else to say in regard to all of the stuff we've been talking about? 740-383-9944, possibly the loss of use of some of the sirens here in Marion. I think this was amplified yesterday when we learned that the siren over in the Jefferson Street area is now completely inoperable. And the city electrician has said that that cannot be fixed at this particular point. So here we are, and the backup to this apparently is using an application that can work on your cell phone, apparently as well as your landline telephone. And it's brought up the bigger discussion of, is this really the way to go? Is this doable? Because, boy, this siren talk has been something else. People are very, 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 very interested in this. And again, if you have something you'd like to say, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. I always enjoy the conversation. 740-383-9944. Okay. That's one of the topics here this morning. Also, flock cameras are going to continue for another year. The Sheriff's Department, I believe, found a grant to cover most of this, and the city will have no cost in regard to keeping the flock cameras for another year. Curbside recycling goes away on Sunday, July the 5th. We'll see how that all shakes out. And here we are. And Mike DeWine, our governor, vetoed a bill that would have put restrictions in on voting by mail. So that's very interesting. A lot of people have a lot of criticisms for our Governor Mike DeWine, but he certainly is not falling in with party lines. So I don't know. He's an interesting fellow, Mike DeWine. For many, many years, he was a very tough campaigner. He had very, what people would call, conservative beliefs. But now he seems to be more of possibly a pragmatic politician. Do you have any feelings on the years of Mike DeWine as governor of Ohio? You know, he's had to deal with the pandemic. He's now dealing with possible voter restrictions. His big news recently, he wants to abolish the death penalty here in Ohio. Interesting, interesting times for our governor as he's about to wrap up a career and 8 years as governor at the end of the year. He certainly has turned into a fascinating man in regard to that. Now, I see they are making a lot of headway with the Culvers out on Route 95 in front of Meyer. It looks like they're starting to put up the building now. This is a good thing. I did see people at the Kroger on 95 yesterday. Looks like they're starting to put some work into the possible gas station that's going to go out in front of Kroger on Route 95. So there's some construction being done there. Of course, the big Goodwill facility out here on Delaware Avenue, the work continues on that. That looks like a mammoth facility. Does anybody know what that's going to be used for? Now, I heard that it was going to be the distribution center and the store. The retail store would all be in one central location, which it is not now. But that's what I heard. Has anybody heard any more on what this new Goodwill building is going to be like out here? Have not seen much construction on the freestanding Starbucks that's supposed to go up here on Delaware Avenue. I don't know what the hang-up is there. Maybe I'm just not looking in the right place in regard to that particular information. So, haven't seen much going on there. And, let's see, are there any other businesses that are on the way? Is there something I left out? Is there any other local news and notes in regard to business? If there is, somebody give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. I'll tell you, I have heard recently that the Smokehouse downtown in Marion is apparently doing very well. I hear the service is very well down there at the Smokehouse. That's a very positive thing. So I hear that's all going in the right direction. Has anybody been down to the Smokehouse and had a good experience in downtown Marion? I also have heard some more good things recently about Taco Central in downtown Marion. You know, maybe these will be businesses that will have a good long life. Now, you've also got Lazee's down there. I haven't really heard too much about that. Oxbees, which is also downtown. I really haven't heard a whole lot in regard to that. And Witt's Frozen Custard, also downtown now. I haven't heard a whole lot in regard to that. So if anybody has any reviews or thoughts on those places, feel free to buzz in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So we've got a lot of topics there, a lot of restaurants and businesses coming and going here in Marion. Anybody feel confident in any of these things? Is anybody excited for the 250th anniversary of our country coming up in 8 days? You know, I'm not really sure where we're standing with that. I don't hear a whole lot about it. Now and again, you'll hear a little news story about the 250th anniversary of our country, but it doesn't seem to be any more patriotic than we normally are this time of year, around July the 4th. I don't know what the deal is with that. Oh, by the way, I did get Bob Welsh's email there during the break. Now, during the anniversary party every year, Bob brings a pizza crust, and everybody in attendance at the anniversary party signs that pizza crust, and then he goes back down to Columbus and he shellacks that pizza crust, and then he gives it to us and we hang it on the wall here at the studio. And this year, the 12th anniversary, was probably the best pizza crust we had. We had a lot of great people at that party back on June the 11th, I think, was that party. Time flies when you're having fun. And what Bob sent me was a picture of a trash can. The pizza crust seems to be on top of the trash can, and then there's a squirrel on top of the pizza crust. Now, I don't know what that means. I don't know if the squirrel ate the pizza crust. I don't know if the pizza crust is beyond repair. I don't know. But see, that will make you a little nervous when you see what you believe to be the big anniversary pizza crust on a trash can with a squirrel on top of it. Now, this probably was before the shellacking, I would guess, of the pizza crust. I don't know. Is this trouble? 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. I did not know that squirrels would be that into pizza crust. Especially anniversary pizza crust, of all things. So, you know, now I'm a little nervous about what might have happened to this crust. But I will tell you, I have noticed as of late that these animals, especially the little animals, like squirrels and rabbits and things of that nature, they are very, what would I say? They're very brazen anymore. You know, they used to do their stuff and then they run away very quickly. When I go out on my walk every night, my mile walk every night, I see rabbits in broad daylight, and they just stand there on the sidewalk, and they don't move. Why do you think wild animals are becoming so much more people-friendly, not so scared of people as they used to be? Especially the rabbits, and birds even to a certain extent. Birds seem to fly a little closer to you than they used to. Is there any reason for that? Are there any outdoors people who might know why that is? 740-383-9944. 24 minutes past the hour here. Well, maybe they want to have the Botox and the vitamin therapy, IVs, and the spray tans, and all the things, all those creature comforts that we the human beings want at this particular point. Does anybody have any idea why all these things have become in vogue? The Botox, the vitamin IVs, the spray tans. You know, a lot of this has been around for a few years, but now it's really becoming a big thing. These businesses are popping up all over the place. Are people just feeling tired? Are they feeling down? Are they feeling run down? Is that the reason that this is all happening? I don't know. Does anybody have a good thought on this? I can't wait to have them in here and see what the thought is behind all this. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Because people are fake and vain.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I think they've always been that way to some degree, but all of a sudden, these places are everywhere. I know there's a new place downtown where they do very similar things. We've got a couple in this building right here. You know, there didn't used to be a place in Marion that did stuff like that. Now, they're all over the place.
Well, yeah, that's what sells, fake sells. I mean, you know, people want to, you know, put lipstick on a pig. At one point, and I'm going to keep going back to this, you know, we wrapped buses and everything like that and loved our city for a year, had parties and all that, and then all of a sudden, now it's like, what's wrong with you people? We can't do this and we can't do that. We don't have any money. How can we protect you with sirens and things like that? We don't have any money. But we were loving our city last year, weren't we?
Well, and again, I think that's one of the big problems with this. I think it could be anything at this point. I think sirens just happen to be the issue. I think it could be anything because people are paying more in the city for their services this year, and they feel like they're losing services even though they're paying more. And I think it could be anything at this point that's taken away.
And does that, and you know, costs do go up. We understand that, but does this feel like you're winning? I mean, doesn't feel like winning to me. Doesn't feel like I'm winning on a national level or a local level. Hey, on that, just to beat this horse a little bit more on this siren thing, I looked up when, you know, you said you used to have to, the radio stations used to have to conform to this law and all that, and that was suspended at some point. It doesn't say when. It just said it was, that requirement was suspended. I know yesterday in the conversation, a few people had brought up about, you know, homeless people and where would they go in weather events or things like that. Well, again, part of this early warning system was that there were bomb shelters. There were buildings designated all through all communities in the country, and there were bomb shelters. These buildings were, you know, deemed to be sturdy and strong and be able to possibly withstand, you know, a nuclear explosion nearby. So they were also being used for weather events or things, or shelter in case, you know, the Red Cross needed things. And all of this was funded through the federal government. And then at some point, you know, of course, the federal government, you know, they quit protecting the citizens because, you know, they've already built the bunkers and the things like that for the elite. And, you know, we don't need to protect the elite because already being protected under federal dollars, but we're not going to protect the people. So I got to think that, you know, a question is, do we still even have, it's called the early broad or early emergency system or something like that now. And, but what exactly is it? And what happened to, you know, these bomb shelters were required to have food and water. They were required to have, you know, be maintained and all that, and all that was paid for through federal dollars. So, as you said, it just seems like we keep regressing.
Well, that's interesting that they've apparently suspended that, because I know certainly up through 2022, that was still an issue, and that would be something that they've suspended that.
Well, and, you know, they've suspended, you know, Voice of America, and they've suspended a lot of things. And I'm just, this is just something, you know, for me, it's about the elite, the haves and the have-nots. And this is just a little short thing to, you know, a lot of people don't understand that back in the Vietnam era, that if you could go to college, you got out of the draft. But if you were too poor to go to college, you were eligible for the draft. So 98% of the people that died over in Vietnam were poor people deemed eligible to defend their country, but the wealthy people that could go and get an education, we needed to protect them. We didn't need to send them off. It seems like the poor people were just cannon fodder. And that's what the way it's been. That's the way it's always going to be. You know, when we go to war, the elite make money. You know, we use materiel. We use bombs, missiles, tanks, all of that. And then all that stuff has to be replaced. And these elites own these businesses, own stocks in all these businesses. So it's a money-making venture. This whole thing with Trump and this war and all of that, and he says, well, we're going to open up the Strait of Hormuz. The stock market goes crazy, and they make money, and then it crashes, and then they make money off the it's all a manipulation, and the poor peons, you and I, unfortunately, we pay the price for all of this.
Well, it's definitely an interesting world we live in. I don't know where we're headed, but we'll have to see as we go along down the road.
Well, and that's kind of like where we have in Marion, because, you know, if you were part of the good old boys club, you could get a dumpster. You could get a dumpster dropped off at your place and sit there for, I guess, an unlimited amount of time without any daily charge, and then you just had to pay $50 to get it dumped. And then it comes out, that it's, you know, well, this was public all the time. Well, how can it be public if the public couldn't find out the public statement? I mean, don't seem public to me, but it, again, it goes right back to the haves and the have-nots.
Well, hopefully this problem can be fixed, because I don't believe people like that. I don't know. It's a problem. I don't know when it started to develop, but it's certainly exacerbated at this point.
Well, and if, as I keep saying, people need to get involved. People, you need to get involved. Politicians love the fact that you don't show up. They love the fact that you think this stuff is so boring, you'd rather have your fingernails ripped out than talk politics. They love that fact, and they do what they do. Politicians in the United States vote for their own raises. They vote for their own health care packages. They don't even have the same health care that we have. Come on, people, open your eyes, wake up, and get involved. If you don't get involved, it's just going to keep going the same way it's always gone.
Well, you got to get involved or the problem won't get fixed.
Got to, buddy. Get involved, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, they are. It's all valid points. I mean, you've got to say that these are all valid points. That you got to get involved. If you want something to change in your community, whether it's on the local level, the state level, or the national level, you certainly do have to get involved. And there are a lot of chances to get involved. And I heard earlier this week that the Democratic Party is not even going to have a tent at the Marion County Fair. Now, here we are in a year with Democrats running for every state office in Ohio. You've got a big Senate race with Sherrod Brown and John Husted. You've got the gubernatorial race with Amy Acton and Vivek Ramaswamy. And the Democrats, the Marion County Democrats, for the first time in a long time, are not going to have a tent at the Marion County Fair. Now, I would have thought somebody in that party would have said, well, you know, this is a bad idea because these people won't have any place to go if they want to come to the fair. I don't understand that. Does anybody get that or understand what happened there? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I believe the Republicans will have a presence at the fair. They normally do have a rather big presence. As I was talking about yesterday, Vivek Ramaswamy was recently at a fair. I can't remember which one it was. But in any event, he has started to refer to Dr. Amy Acton as Dr. Lockdown, and we have seen a lot of these commercials as of late in which she is being tied to the pandemic times and decisions they want to say that she made. Now, Governor DeWine has said many times that she did not make any decisions, that he made the decisions. So, I don't know. Are people still bent out about the pandemic? I really don't know. I don't know if this is hitting hard with people or not. But it is interesting that Ramaswamy is going to all these county fairs, because clearly, as a Republican, he's got to win in these rural counties. And it's a good place to reach people, the county fairs. So you got to say Ramaswamy's doing a good job with that. I don't know if I've seen Amy Acton at any county fairs yet. I don't want to say that she hasn't been to any, but her chances of coming to the Marion County Fair have to be pretty nil if the Democratic Party does not have a tent at the Marion County Fair. Does anybody have any thoughts on this gubernatorial race? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Certainly, something a lot of people are talking about. Is anybody excited for the fair next week and the big excessive heat that's supposed to hit us starting next Tuesday? Excessive heat is what it says. Well, some people love the heat. I'm okay with the heat as long as it's not great humidity. I don't like the heavy, heavy, heavy humidity. That's where I got to draw the line. Humidity is not something I enjoy at all. But the heat, I can deal with the heat. But the humidity, you got to leave that behind. Okay, well, we did have an interesting answer. Why are people getting all this work done now? Why are people getting the vitamin IVs? Why are people getting the Botox? Why are people getting the spray tans? What is with all this cosmetic stuff going on these days? Well, we're hearing from Matt for the first time this morning. I just woke up. I'm about to head that way. Didn't hear any alarm, or didn't set any alarms. Maybe that's what he's saying. Didn't set any alarms yesterday. So apparently Matt now is on his way, en route to the studio. So maybe he'll be here by the end of this hour. And next hour, we'll get to talk about what we did last night, which was a lot of fun. And again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If anybody'd like to call in, I'll tell you, there are some good stories in regard to what went on last night. So we'll probably save those for next hour with Matt, because he was at that event last night. All right. Well, yesterday we got into a great conversation, as we were talking about earlier in the program, about holistic remedies and home remedies, I guess. Like putting castor oil on your belly button and going outside barefoot and grounding yourself and apparently getting out of the shower when the water is ice cold. You know, this all resets your system and makes you, I guess, healthier is the idea. Does anybody play into these holistic ideas? Does anybody like them? Some people are very, and you know what's interesting? I'll tell you what people are. People are defensive about these things. If they think you're knocking them, they don't like that. And I'm not knocking them. I think, you know, if it works for you and you like it, good for you. But I'm just not sure what is castor oil in your belly button supposed to do? You know, I'm not sure why this is a miracle drug. Because castor oil has been around a long time. And I don't know why it has to go in your belly button. I think it's fascinating. I don't know. I just find that interesting. I also find the going outside barefooted, grounding yourself, interesting as well. I'm not sure what, you know, I understand that the earth gives off a magnetic force, but, you know, I would think you've got to be in some kind of distress to want to start using these things. Because what is the purpose of using these things if you're not in any type of distress? So then I have to wonder, okay, well, what has caused the distress? And maybe, you know, a lot of people have white coat syndrome. Maybe that's part of it. Who knows? 740-383-9944. Any thoughts on any of this? Does anybody use the old home remedies anymore? You know, I used to talk a lot on the air about hot toddies. I you know, knock on wood, I don't get colds very often anymore. But when you get a cold or a sore throat, especially when you're doing radio, it is rough because you sound husky on the air. It's hard to talk and all of those type of things. And you're always looking for a very quick fix to fix that problem. And for years, people told me hot toddy is the way to go. And I'm still not really sure how you're supposed to do a hot toddy. The best I've come up with on hot toddy at this point is apparently you get any kind of liquor you can find. It could be vodka. It could be whiskey. It could be anything like that. And you boil it. And then I think you drink it. I don't think there's much more to it than that. I don't know what the... does anybody know? Has anybody ever had a good old-fashioned hot toddy? Does anybody know what's behind that? It seems to me there was a particular type of alcohol that people used in hot toddies. But I don't know that it's... I don't know. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. I want to encourage people in that you need to stop and think that most of the politicians that are in office right now, whether nationally or locally, and especially locally, the only thing special that they did was run. They found a way to run, they found the money to run, and they ran. And by virtue of running, nobody else ran against them, and they won. I'm not suggesting that we just need everybody out there willy-nilly go run for office, because we definitely don't need that. We need people that are willing to and to take the time, that are willing to be up there on Monday nights and not get butt hurt because they have to listen to the people talk and then want to, you know, bring decorum against stopping the people talk. But, you know, you got to be able to just get up there. The Republican Party has a clubhouse. The Democrats don't have a clubhouse. I keep saying this to the Democrats, you know. People want to be involved. People want to, you know, been there, done that, got the T-shirts sort of thing, you know, or get your sticker for Love Your City. But, again, the only thing they did was run. So if you think you have the wherewithal, like back in the day or whenever, if I ever started a new job, I would walk into the new job, and you were always nervous, and I would look around at the people that are doing that job presently. And for me, I would find what I perceived to be the least capable person of that group. And I'd say, well, you know what? If that person can do it on this level, I sure as hell can do this. So, you know, it's just an encouragement. And I just want to say, too, that on this thing with the sirens, you know, Naomi Craig and I are definitely on opposite ends of the spectrum on this. I love Naomi Craig. She's a good friend of mine. I'm not coming against her. I'm coming against her perspective. It is what it is, and I don't agree with everybody, and it's not that anything or she said anything. I just want to make things clear, and, you know, I think it's about people getting together and talking about different perspectives, engagement, brainstorming, and we're working together to find solutions that fit the majority and not the minority. So I just want her to know that, you know what, I'm still on your team, you're my buddy, still love you. But I know you're not real happy with me right now, but that will pass.
Everything will pass.
It will.
Hey, thanks. Bye-bye.
Have a good one.
All right, and again, the phone lines are open here today, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to give us a buzz if there is anything on your mind. We always enjoy the calls from the listeners out there. There's always something to be brought to the table by somebody listening to the program. 740-383-9944. Now, what in the world was I talking about? Oh, I was talking about hot toddies. I don't know if there's a particular recipe for a hot toddy. Did anybody ever have the hot toddies when they were younger? Well, maybe you're having the hot toddies now. It was something about the alcohol was supposed to do away with the illness that you had, especially colds and things of that nature. Maybe even a little bit of the flu, I guess. Well, maybe it would help you forget that you had the flu. But I'm not sure. What was the particular alcohol that was used in a hot toddy? Does anybody remember? 740-383-9944. But... I have been told on good authority that the Democratic Party will not have a booth at the Marion County Fair. Now, this will be the first time that this has happened in a very, very, very long time, and I don't think that this is a very good thing at all. And this might be the problem with the Democratic Party right now. You know, it seems as if they're angry, and it seems as if they, I'm being told now from a listener online, whiskey is in hot toddies. Well, maybe that person has had a few hot toddies in their lifetime. But the Democratic Party not having a booth or a tent or whatever it is at the Marion County Fair, this is not good, because it seems as if the Democratic Party is angry about a lot of things going on in society right now, in government, but yet, what do they do about it? What do they do about it? I don't know. I mean, why in the world would you not want to have a presence at the Marion County Fair? That is probably the biggest event all year where you have access to the most people just walking around. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with the protests that they do and things of that nature, but why would you not want to have access to people who are of all parties? I think one of the problems with the protests is that it tends to be all one party. It's the Democratic Party showing up to these protests. There are people who are unhappy with President Trump. But at the fair, you get a cross-reference. You get a lot of people who are Republican, a lot of people who are Democrat. You get a lot of people. So I don't know why you wouldn't want to have a booth at the fair. I would think that would be one of your top priorities all year round. And I'm not sure the Democrats do a good job of reaching out to people. I think that's a very big hang-up with them right now. You know, Jason Schaber, who is no longer on city council, but certainly was on there for a long time, just ran for county commissioner earlier this year. You know, he is a Republican, but he is not on the best of terms with the Marion, Ohio Republican Party. And I always said, you know, I don't know why the Democratic Party would not reach out to him. Now, I'm not saying he's a Democrat, but I bet there are a few issues that they could agree on, a lot of them dealing with city government. So, why do you have to be all or nothing with a lot of these parties? Although the Democratic Party in particular. I think there are a lot of Republicans who don't see eye to eye on a lot of things, but yet they still identify as Republicans. Well, again, if I was trying to build a party back up, you know, if I had to invite a few Republicans, if I had to invite a few people from yesteryear, I think I certainly would do it, because you don't have much right now. That's the problem. You don't even have a tent at the fair. So that's a big problem. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, I'll tell you, we've been all over the place this particular hour. We've talked everything from holistic medicine to the sirens, emergency alert sirens in Marion, to the Democratic Party not having a tent at the upcoming Marion County Fair. So all kinds of stuff. Vivek Ramaswamy being at the county fairs and calling Dr. Acton Dr. Lockdown. I think that's an interesting story. Mike DeWine wanting to abolish the death penalty. All of these measures people are going to now. Botox, IV injections for vitamins, so on and so forth. All kinds of stuff to talk about. So, also all the restaurants and comings and goings here in Marion. We've had a lot of talk about that this morning. So if anybody wants to add anything to any of that, have you been to Witz lately? Have you been to Lazee's? Have you been to Oxby's? Have you been to the Smokehouse? Have you been to Taco Central? Have you been to any of these places? Does anybody have a good report? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944, 51 minutes past the hour. Now, I can say that I have heard good reports back from basically the Smokehouse and Taco Central. I have heard some good reports back from Taco Central, but everybody who I've talked to about the Smokehouse has had something good to say, and especially about the service there. So the fact that they've got good service, you know, that's it. We've had the conversation so many times on the air, how much should you tip somebody? You know, we've got all these new rules in regard to tipping. I don't know. How much should you tip? If the service is good, what's a good tip? If the service is not good, what's a bad tip? And is it okay to leave a bad tip? Now, I remember when a bad tip used to be considered just leaving change. You know, the servers did not like that, and that was considered a bad tip. And also, you know, who do we tip in society? I bring this up all the time because recently I saw a new one. Now, I know somebody who tips the person who runs the drive-thru. You know, like Dino's drive-thru and drive-thrus like that. They're all across the town now. Now, do you tip that person? And I said, why are you tipping that person? Because why do we tip that person and not tip the person at McDonald's? You know, I'm not sure what is it. Who sets up this stuff? We tip the barbers. We tip the hairdressers. We tip the person who is running the drive-thru. We tip the servers in the restaurants. But we don't tip people at McDonald's. We don't tip people working the counter at a restaurant. We don't tip a lot of people. Gas station people don't get tips. So who do you tip and who do you not tip? Apparently it has nothing to do with what money they're making. Because the only people that I'm aware of who do not make at least minimum wage are servers in restaurants. And that was always my rule in my mind for who you tip. That's why you tip them, because they're not making minimum wage. But these other people, hairdressers, barbers, people working in drive-thrus, all of those people are making minimum wage. Why would we tip those people? What's the rule? 740-383-9944. I'll tell you another group that is tipped. People who carry groceries out to your car. A lot of times that group will get a tip. But a lot of times they also will not get a tip. So what's the rule? Because heaven knows in the society we live in, you do not want to be known as a person who does not tip. You want to be known as a person who does tip. So does anybody have any thoughts on this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Last Friday, Getaway Friday, in the month of June, 2026. 6/26/26, coming up on 55 minutes past the hour. About 5 minutes left in this hour. But we've got a whole lot of programming still to go. We'll be on the air live this afternoon through 1 o'clock. And then we'll be back on tonight from 8 to 10, and then 10 to 11 tonight. So there's still a lot of ways to go here today. We're not nearing the end of the broadcast day. And hopefully Matt Morgan will have made it to the studio by the beginning of next hour. I'm not sure if he'll make it in the next 4 hours here or not. But if you've been thinking about calling in this hour, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We've got about 4 minutes left to go before the top of the hour. This has been a long hour, but we've got to talk about a lot of stuff. Maybe people are getting ready for the fair. Maybe people are getting ready for the holidays that are approaching. Nothing wrong with that. We've got a lot to talk about next hour. Matt and I will talk about where we were last night. Fun event. So that's coming up. If you got anything to say, I'll tell you, right now's the time to say it, because every topic under the sun is basically where we're at right now. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, somebody brought up earlier in the week the Harding dog collar. You know, that is still a thing that drives me nuts. Here we are, the Harding dog collar, Laddie Boy's dog collar, has been gone from the Harding home since 2011, 2012. I can't remember which year it was. There's a $5,000 reward. Holy mackerel. All right. Go ahead, caller.
About the tipping thing.
Yes.
That's like what you said, that's what I thought, too. It was because of if they were only making minimum wage. And that's why I have a question about, I don't like to have to go in the grocery much anymore. I like to just do the pickup orders.
Right.
And do the people that work in the pickup, do they make regular wage just like everybody else in Kroger, or are they on minimum wage? Because I didn't know whether you're supposed to tip them or not.
Well, I as far as I know, they make the same wages as everybody else.
Okay.
Yeah, because those places are union.
So you're not being cheap if you don't tip them then.
Well, no, but see, now, I don't think hairdressers make minimum wage. I don't think barbers make minimum wage. I don't think that people running a drive-thru make minimum wage. So why do we tip them?
That's a good question. That's what this whole thing is about. How do you know?
Right, that's what fascinates me.
Not to tip.
Well, because I always thought servers do not make minimum wage. They make well below minimum wage. So that was why you tipped a server. That was a service industry. But your hairdresser, your barber, the person running the drive-thru, you know, people delivering your groceries, I think they do make minimum wage. I don't quite understand why we tip them, but we don't tip the person at McDonald's. We don't tip the person running the counter at the grocery store or the department store. We don't tip the person inside of the carryout or the gas station. We don't tip the gas station people anymore. They used to get tipped. You know, I don't really understand what the rule is here.
Yeah, I don't either. And then about this Democratic thing.
Yes.
Is there a headquarters? Does Marion Democrats even have a headquarters or anything?
Well, I know they meet at the Peace and Freedom Building here in Marion. I don't know when they have their meetings, but I did cover a meeting there, so I think that's where they're meeting now. But I believe this is the first year in many, many years they will not have a presence at the Marion County Fair.
Okay, that is true. And what about this young guy that you talk to a lot? What's his name?
Christian
or something? Now, is he affiliated then with the Marion County Democrats? Maybe he could lend some insight into why they're not being represented.
We might try to. Yeah, well, he is, but he's actually off in Washington, D.C. right now on an internship. So, you know, I don't know how much insight he's got into the local party, but I might ask him.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that'd be interesting to. No, because yeah, that does not make sense. That I mean, they should have some kind of representation. You know, you always want to have a pro and a con on everything, so you want to have both sides and something represented. So.
All right. Yeah, I think you're right. Okay. Hey, we're going to break. We'll be back right after this. Everybody, stay tuned.
You're the only Marla I've ever known, and thank goodness, because you're one of a kind.
Oh, there's two Marlas.
Oh, there is another Marla.
Yeah, Danny's